Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on Sophia Santiago, a 2024 Mercer County High School graduate. And it's brought to you by Porter Hay Insurance Agent Susie DeCarroll in Aledo. Not afraid to get down in the dirt to serve our farmers. See Susie DeCarroll inside the Midwest Bank building in Aledo.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us on the Senior Spotlight today is Mercer County Class of 2024 graduate Sophia Santiago. Sophia, welcome. And I guess we'll start with you talking about your kind of 4 years at Mercer County High School. Anything specifically stick out as like a favorite memory or favorite memories that you were able to create during your time in school?
So one of my favorite memories is definitely homecoming and the activity day we have that Friday of. I was always in the dodgeball tournament that we had there, and our class went 4-for-4. Over our high school career, so
4-for-4. Wow. So yeah. You throw the ball pretty hard, or what?
I guess. Yeah.
One way or the other. So interesting. So, anything specifically, like when you talk about classes, a favorite class, or maybe a couple of favorite classes, or a favorite teacher that you had throughout your time?
Definitely the science classes. Those are my favorite. I took AP Chem, AP Bio, and I'm in AP Calc right now, which is all pretty fun.
So favorite classes or science classes, and I think you told me before we started what your post-high school plans are. So just a little bit about, you know, what you're going to be doing next school year and what you want to be studying.
So next school year, I'll be going to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign to study health sciences. I got part of the honors program, which is pretty cool too. So that's exciting.
So what interested you, what made you decide that you wanted to go to the University of Illinois, and then also what made you want to study health sciences?
It was one of the closest but kind of far schools that I got, and it's highly rated, so I was excited to be accepted there. I wanted to do health sciences because I want to be a sports medicine doctor in the future or just do research in that field. So
okay, and then two, obviously, throughout school, you know, involved in athletics. I know we'll talk about that in a moment, but extracurricular clubs or activities that you were a part of, what all did you, I guess, partake in high school, and then what got you interested in those clubs too?
So other than athletics, I was in student council as the executive president. So I ran the meetings. I like said yay or nay and all that stuff. And then Key Club, I was just a member, and we did our annual Key Club sale just last March, and it went really good. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. And then athletically for you, just a little bit to the listening audience about, you know, what sports you played and what you kind of got out of that, what it added to your experience throughout school.
So throughout high school, I played the same three sports. I did cross country, girls basketball, and track and field. So very long distance there.
Right.
What I got out of it was probably that, mainly from cross country, that like working by yourself can really help the team as a whole, and you just got to do the little things to help the team. So,
all right, so graduating here in the month of May, anything specifically that you're looking forward to doing at Mercer County High School before you, I guess, call it a academic career here in a couple weeks?
Well, just the other day we did the senior walk, and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I'm just excited about remembering or making these memories and just having the time of my life in the last week or so.
All right, Mercer County High School graduating senior Sophia Santiago, a member of the class of 2024, joining us on the Senior Spotlight today. Sophia, thanks for talking with us. Congratulations on graduating high school.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.